the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hello, hello, hello.
This whole show pretty much really is just an example of the fact that Sarah and I are really bad people.
Please enjoy.
It was just a massive whinge. Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I have come across a tale of a young man in the US, 20 years old he was, got busted drinking at a bar, and that's technically underage in the States. You've got to be 21, remember, to be of legal age.
I completely forgot about that.
I know, it's old. Imagine having to wait till you're 21. Anyway, he gets busted in a bar.
No one does.
Sorry?
No, nothing.
What did you say?
No one does wait till they're 21.
But I think they do, because this kid got busted. They got busted. He got busted, Aaron. And the best part of the bust is that when he presented his fake ID, which is an offence in itself,
yeah,
the fake ID had the name McLovin on it.
Ah!
McLovin, like,
from the movie Superbad. So the whole thing was a bad idea, or rather, a super bad idea.
Maybe he was actually wanting to get caught.
It's kind of
you
cool,
only
though,
flash
right?
that fake ID if you want people to see
I
it
mean,
and
that
to ask questions.
Scene in Superbad. I haven't seen that movie in ages, but gold, gold.
You're my McLovin.
Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah, Sarah. The daggy friend.
I think.
Those two girls.
Got us confused.
I have a bit of an issue. I don't know whether I love it or I hate it, but how people give their pets human names.
Oh, I love it. My grandma used to call her cat Simon.
It's so
the best.
Random,
and he was
okay?
such a Simon. He was just, he was an old bachelor cat, you know, just never, just still lived with the parents, that sort of cat,
okay,
you know?
Wow, I mean, every Simon human who's listening right now is throwing things at their radio. Well, there's a goat that's been captured by police over the weekend in Sydney after it went on a rampage down a suburban street. Now, it turns out a shop front was smashed in and police were called to try and figure out what happened.
Is it in a semi-rural area?
No. Just
goats
Western
aren't meant to
Sydney.
Be pets.
Well, before the police could apprehend the burglar or vandal, a man rocked up and said, that goat over there did it, and it's my pet, and the goat's name, Peter. Peter, the goat. I mean, have you ever, I reckon all Peters are like goats, actually, aren't they? They're a bit pushy, and they like their opinions being heard.
Whoa.
Why was Peter the goat on the rampage?
I don't know. He just
got
out.
Probably because he's been kept in captivity as a domesticated animal, I'm telling you. Also, what sound do goats make?
What's that scream?
I thought it was baa.
No, that's a sheep. You're getting goats and bloody hell, I forgot
it's the same
you get
animal,
goats
isn't
sheep
it?
Mixed up.
The sheep and the goat?
Not the same.
Are they? Oh, I think of a lamb.
Oh, what is a lamb?
A
is a lamb
is a
baby
sheep.
Goat?
It's a little sheep.
A kid is a baby goat. None of you
what
people
the hell?
Grew up in regional areas, did you? For goodness sake.
Peter the
anyway,
goat.
Anyway, yeah, the owner took
to
Peter
him?
By the horns, packed him into the back of the car and took him home.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You guys know my little morning ritual. Before I get to work, I go through the Macca's drive-thru to pick up a large skim latte.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, it's not even that. It's a large skim cappuccino.
Oh, look, you
sorry.
Know what? Let's not get bogged down in the details, Lee. Please.
I don't even know why I just said latte. It just came out. Anyways, Sarah, they know me so well.
Can we say see ya latte to this break already?
They know me so well that...
Better than you know yourself, apparently.
Apparently so, that when I drive up and place the order, they're like, yeah, yeah, Lee's, drive straight through. So I don't even have to go to the middle window anymore. I go straight to the pickup window.
How do you pay?
Oh, well, I have a special card.
Okay, yes. Come on, Aaron.
Don't, you know this. Don't make it embarrassing for me.
Well, don't make it embarrassing for everyone else who doesn't have one.
I don't have a
I
card.
I have a special card.
It's a VIP card.
I get,
she's got
I
it.
Get a free coffee for a whole year. Anyway, that's every day I get a free coffee. So they know me. So it took a few months to establish because I'd stop at the payment window and then I'd go, hi, I have this special card. And then they'd be like, wow, we've never seen anything like it. And then now they know, so they wave me straight through
yes.
to the final window,
I mean,
Sarah.
The heady heights of
it is
success.
So exciting. But our relationship has gone to the next level now, okay? Because this morning when I drove through, the young woman who always has amazing glasses, better than yours.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know they were
I know that you like good glasses, but she always has fabulous glasses. Mm. Mm. She leaned through the window and she said, "You work in radio, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And she was like, "Look,
Are you Judith Lucy?" I said, "No, I'm not."
She said, "Shut up." She said, "One of our managers," she said, "you know the really tall one?" I was like, "Yes, I do." She's like, "Well, he's in his final semester of journalism. He's going to be a journalist at the end of the year." She was like, "Could we give you his resume, because we've been talking near the hash brown fire about, like, you know, just ask Lise. She'll help you get a job."
So now you're becoming a recruiter.
Well, I held up the whole line this morning because I was like, yeah, we have an extensive news team of journos that work here. It'd be a great place for him to work. I can definitely talk to the editors or to the news managers and see what's what, Aaron. I didn't say I'd get him a job.
Did you say, "But I'm going to need an extra large fries with that"?
Bump up my VIP status. I'll scratch
your
back.
It's now a dinner box.
If you scratch mine.
Wow.
This is where I am at now, Sarah.
But you're the person where people think you're professional enough in your career to help aid the younger generation, and I think they're sorely mistaken. Lise, one of the other things we have in common with each other is that we each gave birth to our second children 2 days apart. So they both turn 6 this week.
Yeah, Maxi turns 6 tomorrow.
Uh-huh, and my girl's birthday is on Friday.
Yep.
Now, I've made a terrible error in family scheduling. And my husband said to me, "I don't think I'm going to be home for her birthday. I'm going to be away for work." And I said, "That's all right. I'll be here." Completely forgetting that I won't be there. And I realised that when she wakes up on her 6th birthday, nobody who loves her deeply will be in the house with her, right? So I just had a terrible case of parental guilt, and I phoned my mum and I said, "Mum, do you reckon you and dad could stay over on Thursday night so you're there when she wakes up on her birthday morning?" And my mum, the honest of the honest, the most forthright of the forthright, said to me, "Why didn't you tell her her birthday's on Saturday?" I've got plenty of people in my life who do that with their grandchildren and children.
This is genius.
Genius.
Sarah.
Life hacks with Bez.
This is brilliant.
Brilliant. And now I'm kicking myself because I should have told her birthday's on Saturday morning.
There is time to reverse this.
I don't think there is.
To undo the damage.
There is,
Sarah.
Because when they're at school, they all have their birthdays on like a tree in the classroom.
So what you do is you pull the teacher aside and you say to her, "Wink, wink, her birthday is Saturday, but you will celebrate it on Friday," telling her that the class can't be there on Saturday.
Yeah.
So the classroom will celebrate with her on the Friday.
It does. But I mean, I would have thought it was terrible,
Sarah,
too, until I'm in this conundrum.
Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me. She is just a little girl. She doesn't know calendars. This is your last year to pull this sort of shit. Okay. This is it.
So you're saying fake it till you make it.
Fake it.
Okay.
Do it for all of us.
Test
the theory and tell us if it works.
Okay. Well, if any of you know my girl, don't say happy birthday to her on Friday.
It's those two girls.
You're an excellent
Thanks,
mother.
Mum. Those two girls.
One of you has to
sorry,
talk.
Sorry.
We were lost in a reverie.
We were.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking, what a great tune.
Really
that
getting
is.
In the mood for 50 Cent.
Can you never say that again? Because it really denotes what level of your middle-aged life you're in. Sarah, it's your bloody break.
What does this say? What does this say on this sheet of paper in front of you?
So deeply sorry. Okay, I have a story to tell you. About what happened, Sarah, when I went to a GP.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm enthralled already.
So you know that you've been bugging me to go see my GP about my broken foot again.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just not that way inclined. I was like, whatever, it'll heal when it heals.
Mm, apocalypse leaves.
Well, that's right. I don't need no ultrasound, no x-ray to tell me it's still broken or no, it's finally fully healed. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Time will tell.
But you said, succumbed to Sarah pressure
I did.
And you took yourself
I
off
did.
To the doc.
So I went off and I said, right, can I have a referral? But anyway, while I was in the waiting room waiting to be called, this adorable little boy and his mother walked in. And he was just a chatty Cathy. Mm. You know those kids that just lock eyes with you? And straight away he looked at me and he was like, do you want to hear a joke? And I was like, sure. And he rattled off four or five jokes back to back. He would have been about four and a half, five. And I thought, oh, this kid, you know, I just have a way, Sarah, with little boys. I know that I'm, as a mother of boys, they see me coming and they're like, she's one of us. Mm. And we just have
an
easy exchange.
You were also wounded,
exchange.
So you were an easy target. He probably thought, she can't run away.
No, they just know. They know they can be themselves around me. I'm not worried about their how exuberant or loud or you know physical they are. I'm one of them anyway. So we were getting on just fine, and I thought, wow, what a talent! I should have been a kindy teacher. And then he looked at me.
No. Give yourself a pat on the back. I can't think of anyone more terrifying to be a kindy teacher, actually.
I resent that. How fun would it be?
Not fun. Yeah. So what did he say next?
Then he looked at me, and I was like, he's about to, you know, either tell me another joke or tell me that he thinks I'm a really good person. He said, you know what? You look like my grandma.
Oh, Ben.
You little bastard. How dare you? How dare that child, Sarah? I am in my mid-30s.
I know, but you've got dark hair and quite a bit of salt and pepper's coming through.
Sarah, I haven't had a chance to go get my colour done. Stop you.
Well, do you
my
think
point
that's
is,
what...
do you think I look like a grandma?
I mean...
That was too long of a pause. Aaron?
Have you thought about some filler?
No, Sarah, that is, you know what, you're perpetuating.
I'm kidding.
You are perpetuating.
I am kidding. I love your wrinkles and saggy décolletage and the way your eyelids, the way your eyelids sort of hood down over the tops of your eyeballs. I think it's endearing.
It's nice
to see real faces because we're just not used to seeing them in this day.
Have you thought about a home to move into? I think it might be time.
Guys, so that is so
offensive. I still think you're a fine-looking mare. If I do say so, not a filly, definitely a mare.
Wow.
That's all right. I'll take
that little
mare.
Brat. I mean, what did you say when he said that? Did you kick him with your moon boot?
I said, shut up, you little bastard.
Now, speaking of friends,
yeah.
I'm in a bit of a conundrum. I have something that happens to me every year, this time of year.
People unfriend you on Facebook.
No. I get text messages from people whom I haven't seen in months and months. And in fact, from this time last year saying, shall we catch up before Christmas?
Oh, dear God, no.
How come you get it too, right?
I hate people like
that. And it's like, I'm around in May, in June, in February. Why the mad panic to catch up before Christmas?
Why?
Because once October hits, you may as well say Happy New Year. The last few months go through in an absolute blur.
Why?
It's hectic with work Christmas parties, with just family Christmas things,
end
getting
of school
things,
concerts.
All of that jazz getting
all of
sorted.
It. Why the compulsion to visit with people at this time of year? I don't understand it. It's the last thing I want to do, Sandra. I don't want to see you in October.
Sarah.
No, but Jen, I know you, but I bet you this woman is called Sandra or something equally annoying.
I've got several groups of micro friends. I wouldn't say that's not the word.
What's a micro friend?
Like subsets of friendship groups, right?
No, they're not your friends.
And
I'm going to tell you right now, they're not your friends.
They all want a piece of me before Christmas.
No, it's not that, Sarah. Do you know what?
They want presents is what they want from you.
Do you know what? They're not friends. They're October pests. There's
That's
a
exactly
specific
right.
breed of people that does
a specific.
This. It is a middle-aged woman who goes, we must catch up before Christmas. And I say, stuff you, big stuff you. You don't know me. You don't know my schedule. The last thing I want to do is see your face and your bloody platter show up at my house. Heck to the no. No.
And that's the festive spirit that we've come to know and love Lise Carlaw for.
We don't need this.
No.
Nobody needs
I just want to say this is like a public service announcement.
Christmas.
Calm the farm.
And the thing is, your good friends, they see you week in, week out,
that's
month
right.
in, month out. You don't need to see Sandra in bloody October or November. She can get stuffed.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi there.
Is that woman likely to listen to this show?
Could do.
Oh, dear.
But there's a few. It's not just one group. There were
Why
a few. All
do
of
they do that?
I don't know. I feel like...
Are they not...
Do people think it's the way you keep a friendship alive by just seeing each other?
But like you said, see me in May, see me in March. What's wrong with the other months of the bloody year?
Yeah.
Hate it. Just say no, Sarah. Say no. Nope. Don't want to.
I've given some dates and I'm available.
Why would you do that, Sarah?
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't do it. Just say, I'm sorry. I'm at capacity.
I do feel like I'm at capacity.
That's the catchphrase.
Because you know what? We heard Rebecca Sparrow. She's an author. She said that once.
She's our guru.
She's an author, so she knows things.
We basically follow everything
she said.
She's
like the Australian Oprah.
She said, when you have to learn how to say no to people. But if you just come out and say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. People will ask questions. Why? Can I help you? Can I take the kids for you? Can I do this? But if you say to somebody, no, I'm at capacity...
What does that
Nobody
mean?
Is going to say and
well,
question your capacity.
What does
Nobody.
That mean? Because a capacity is subjective.
But that's the whole thing. I would ask the question, what does that mean?
Well, it just means I don't want to see you.
I'm 100% full. I can't
it means
do anything
I don't,
else.
When we're stretched and right now we don't have the resources or the time or something's happening where we're at capacity.
I still don't get it.
No, it's a good one. Use it. You're welcome.
What?
So, for example... Can we come over and get dressed at your place on Saturday night?
No, I think I'm physically at capacity.
See?
Excellent. Well done. Also, can we though?
Sure. It's fine. Always happy to help a sister out.
Or help a grandma. A grandma looking 39-year-old.
I mean, you don't expect to use my room, do you? You can use the common room.
You should be so lucky, Aaron, to have two women like us
leave,
in your room.
I was going to leave locks of my hair.
Do you
hair
want us to take a
everywhere
selfie and then post it on your Instagram?
What a wild night at Aaron Sokolenko's place.
Can you do what? We could set it up and then that could be a very alluring thing for you.
Yeah. Take a photo in our Spanx. There's nothing sexier than that.
You could say, ménage à toi. Oh.
With a cross next to it. Wah, wah, wah. The menage a trois. You never knew you
didn't want. Someone call HR. All right.
What? You're doing physical signals.
It's time for you to go, Aaron.
Why is it time for me to go?
Because you needed to go by this time.
They're voting you off the studio.
No,
island.
It was 5 minutes before this time, so we still have time.
Yeah, no, well, I'm letting you off the hook early.
It's not my problem. It's studio availability.
Oh, okay.
I have time. We have to make room for Carrie and Tommy. They're here quite early.
Jeez, so like, early.
What, how bloody...
They plan early. No, they've got interviews. They do interviews with all the brekkie shows.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Tickety-boo,
off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.